Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 393. Is it possible to target fat loss to specific body parts? Part 1 by Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy midweek Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. I guess the theme this week is kind of like fat loss and achieving those sculpting results that you want. And I love reading from Healthline.com because they use real research to back up what they're saying. They talk about studies that have been done. And for those of you longtime listeners to this show, you know I love that. Because again, I want this to be a space where you can come and expect to hear hopefully the truth, not just some myth that's been perpetuated over and over again. And speaking of which, I actually answer your questions every Friday, so maybe you've heard of a myth and are curious about it and want to know if there's some truth to it. Send me a question. You can do that at oldpodcast.com. If you do, the extra bonus is you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. And like I said, it's midweek, so you might need a little inspiration to get you through these last couple of days. So here we go. Quote, everyone who has ever taken a shower has had an idea. It's the person who gets out of the shower, dries off, and does something about it that makes a difference. Nolan Bushnell. All right, let's talk about fat loss and start optimizing your life. Is it possible to target fat loss to specific body parts? Part 1 by Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. Almost everyone would like to change certain parts of their body. The waistline, thighs, butt, and arms are common areas in which people tend to store excess body fat. Achieving change through diet and exercise takes time and effort, leaving those who desire a quick fix in search of a faster solution. Targeted fat loss, also known as spot reduction, is a type of exercise that many people turn to when trying to slim down specific areas of their bodies. However, there is quite a bit of controversy surrounding this method. We're going to take a detailed look at the science behind spot reduction. What is spot reduction? The theory of spot reduction has been promoted in the health and fitness world for some time. However, there's not much evidence to support it. Spot reduction is a type of targeted exercise intended to burn fat in specific body areas. An example of spot reduction is exercising the triceps in order to get rid of excess fat on the back of the arms. This theory of targeting specific body parts is popular, leading many people to focus only on troublesome areas rather than exercising their entire body. Burning fat using this method can be particularly appealing to those who have had a hard time losing weight in the past or failed to get the results they wanted using other methods. Why some people may want to reduce fat in certain areas. There are countless reasons why people want to lose weight, including improving health and reducing the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes. Some people tend to carry excess weight proportionately, while others hold on to weight in specific areas like the butt, thighs, or belly. Gender, age, genetics, and lifestyle all play a role in weight gain and the accumulation of stubborn areas of body fat. For instance, women have a higher percentage of body fat than men do and tend to store excess fat in the thighs and the butt, especially during their childbearing years. However, during perimenopause and menopause, hormonal changes can cause weight gain to shift to the belly region. On the other hand, men are more likely to put on pounds in their midsections throughout their entire lives. Weight gain can be very frustrating, and cause many people to look for easier alternatives than going on a diet or increasing their activity levels. Spot reduction is promoted as a way to quickly reduce fat in problematic areas. This method appeals to the belief that working the muscles in problem areas is the best way to burn fat in that specific spot. Yet, fat loss doesn't work that way, and there's little scientific evidence to actually back this claim. Summary: spot reduction is promoted as a way to reduce fat storage in specific areas through targeted exercises. Is spot reduction possible? Although targeting fat loss in specific areas of the body would be ideal, the theory of spot reduction has not been proven effective by scientific studies. How fat loss works. To understand why spot reduction may not be effective, it is important to understand how the body burns fat. The fat in your cells is found in the form of triglycerides, which are stored fats that the body can use for energy. Before they can be burned for energy, triglycerides must be broken down into smaller sections called free fatty acids and glycerol, which are able to enter the bloodstream. During exercise, the free fatty acids and glycerol used as fuel can come from anywhere in the body, not specifically from the area that is being exercised. The majority of studies have debunked spot reduction. Aside from not correlating with how the body burns fat, a number of studies have shown spot reduction to be ineffective. For example, one study looked at 24 people who only completed exercises targeting the abdominals for 6 weeks and found no reduction in their belly fat. Another study followed 40 overweight and obese women for 12 weeks and found that resistance training of the abdominals had no effect on belly fat loss compared to a dietary intervention alone. A study focusing on the effectiveness of upper body resistance training had similar results. This 12-week study included 104 participants who completed a training program that exercised only their non-dominant arms. Researchers found that although some fat loss did occur, it was generalized to the entire body, not the arm being exercised. Several other studies have resulted in similar findings, concluding that spot reduction is not effective for burning fat in specific areas of the body. However, a small number of studies have had conflicting results. One study found that fat loss was higher in areas close to contracting muscles, but that study only had 10 people in it. Another recent study that included 16 women found that localized resistance training followed by 30 minutes of cycling resulted in increased fat loss in specific areas of the body. Although findings from these studies warrant additional research, both had potential reasons for conflicting results, including measurement techniques and a small number of participants. Despite these outlier studies, most scientific evidence shows that it is not possible to lose fat in one specific area by exercising that body part alone. Summary: most scientific evidence shows that spot reduction is not effective and that fat loss tends to be generalized in the entire body, not the body part being exercised. The difference between spot fat reduction and targeted toning. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Is It Possible to Target Fat Loss to Specific Body Parts?" by Jillian Kubala with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Growing up, I still remember this infomercial featuring Suzanne Somers. For those of you that don't know, Suzanne Somers was a very popular actress in the late 70s and 80s. And being a kid at the time, from what I understood, women wanted to look like her. So she was the spokesperson for something called the Thighmaster. This is one of the best examples of a myth of a product that was supposed to spot reduce or reduce fat in a specific area, but never really panned out. Have any of you heard of the Thighmaster lately? No. Why? Probably because it didn't work. The purpose of the Thighmaster was it was basically this contraption, kind of like a spring, that you'd put in between your knees. And Suzanne Somers would say, look, all you have to do is squeeze your legs together against this spring, against the resistance of this spring, and it'll tighten your thighs and it will help you lose fat around your thighs. Only it didn't work. Why? Because it was a type of spot reduction. Exercising the thighs using this weird spring that's supposed to sit between your knees didn't burn any fat around the thighs. I'll give you another more current example. If you want to lose fat around your belly, you won't be able to burn that fat just by doing sit-ups. So yes, if you do sit-ups all day every day, your abs will get stronger, but chances are you're still going to have that layer of fat that blocks people from seeing those abs. We have to get our bodies to burn that fat that's sitting on top of those abs in order for them to be seen. How do we do that? Of course, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but of course, it's going to involve some cardio, some other resistance training, a diet that works for you. Those kinds of things will come into play. So that's just a preview of tomorrow. Before I go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, and more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. See you back here for tomorrow's show where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.